Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Trina Mar. Do you know what's gas? I've been following this lady for so long on Instagram. Her content is just brilliant. And she's so relatable, so lovely. And she goes and tells me she's also been listening to this show every day by underscore Katrina. You're very welcome. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks so much for having me. It was gas when your message came in. I was like, oh my gosh, like you're a celebrity.
Go on out of that as if. I love the content that you put up. It's so relatable. And you've got your gorgeous little baby there and a busy household. And something that I noticed that you had up was you recently got an ADHD diagnosis.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I was actually diagnosed 6 years ago and I used to kind of harp on about it a good bit more on my page. But then I was kind of like, that's not just what I'm about. Do you know what I mean? So I kind of put it in here and there. But yeah, at 33, so 6 years ago, showing my age there now, I was diagnosed as an adult female with ADHD.
Now, hang on a second, because 6 years ago, not that many people were talking about it. And now everyone's talking about it. So what made you go and check it out?
Yeah, so the reason I sought the diagnosis, I suppose, or I got assessed, is because I actually felt like I had, you know, nearly the early onset dementia or something. I was really concerned about myself. It was just, I was constantly forgetting things, losing things, and just like really struggling to keep on top of everything. And I always had this like internal voice been like, what is wrong with me? Why can't I be an adult? You know, like, why can't I just get my shiz together? You know, and on the outside, I think people would look at me, have my whiteboards up, and I had to like write everything down for the week. And they're like, you're so organized. And I'm like, honestly, nothing would happen if I didn't do this. And the more I think, I listened to Mel Robbins in a podcast, you know, all those years ago, and I'm actually qualified SNA. So I had done a lot of, you know, training and that on autism. And but there was so much focused on boys primarily, especially with ADHD. So once I started hearing more women talking about it, I was like, oh my God, that sounds kind of what I like. This is me. I could relate so much to it. And yeah, then I went and I got a full assessment done. They assess you for lots of different things. You know, obviously they have to rule out lots of other kind of, you know, mental health issues and that. And yeah, I got the diagnosis of combined ADHD, which is I'm hyperactive and I'm inattentive, which is a lovely combination.
Right. Okay. So when you were in school then, Katrina, would you have been kind of struggled to pay attention?
Yeah.
Or yeah. So it makes sense.
Massively.
You know?
It made so much sense. Like, I actually had to try and get some of my school reports. Like, I know, I'm going to my mum at 33, like, hiya, do you have my school reports?
She probably still has them, let's be honest. All the mammies
but
still
have
them.
But you know what? I know, but she, in fairness, she said, no, but I remember on them, every single thing said, Katrina has so much potential if she would just focus. Katrina has so much potential. Katrina is eager to please. You know, all of these things. And I excelled in home ec and typing, but anything that I wasn't interested in, forget about it, you know. But now there's so much more awareness, which is brilliant, especially for girls, because see what hormones and ADHD and everything, there's so much more research and studies and people's personal experiences coming up about it. So especially when you're going through puberty, the week before you get your period, perimenopause, which is on the way now.
Don't even listen mention that word.
But honest to God, it's just, there's so much out there that, and you internalize things more so as a female with, you know, ADHD, or if you're neurotypical, because it's not on the outside. So your internal voice, your internal dialogue is just, I was so hard on myself, you know. So when I got the diagnosis, it was just a complete, like, I hate saying, oh, it was a complete game changer, you know, but it actually was, because I was able to give myself the same kind of understanding and empathy that I would have given the kids that I would have worked with, you know, who were neurodiverse.
Yeah.
I gave that to myself.
Yeah. And I've heard stories like, for example, around the house, you know, say you go to put on the washing machine and you're halfway doing the washing machine and you decide that you're going to start dusting the mirror. And then you haven't finished that. And the washing machine is half full. The dusting's half done.
Yeah.
And then you take out the Hoover. It's like not being able to finish a task before moving on to the next one.
Exactly. It's your executive function in your brain. It's like your frontal lobe. It's you're not able. So this is the thing. This is the thing I do. It's a hyper-focused thing that I have. I'm like, I need to understand why. Mm. Okay. So and that really helps when I know the why. That really, really helps. Not everybody does get a diagnosis. You know, I feel like there's lots of people that I've spoken to and they're like, oh God, I think I'm the same. And
Yeah.
should I get a diagnosis? And I say to them, well, is it affecting, is it having a negative impact on your life? Like if it's actually negatively impacting you, well then yeah, because there are things that can help. But if it's not negatively impacting you,
Don't bother,
there's no,
yeah.
don't bother, because I know everyone's like, oh, everyone's a bit ADHD and da da da. But honestly, unless you actually know what it's like to have it or live with somebody that has it or understand it, it's not just being a little bit, ooh, forgetful, you
Yeah.
know?
So what helps you then? You're saying mentioned about the different tools that can actually help you out. Is it doing the to-do list or that? Because I mean, based on your social media here, you look so organized. You look like, as you said, you have everything together. Your house looks immaculate. Your children are immaculate. You're always immaculate as well.
Oh God, no.
rest of us don't have time to put on a bit of makeup in the morning. You're always looking fab. So what is it that
No,
helps you?
but they're my grounding techniques. So if I don't put like try and pull myself together to feel like I'm presentable myself, then I actually, I don't function as well as I normally would, So I suppose it's routine. And it's similar to autism, like it's routine really, really helps. So on a Sunday, now it's been completely out the window this summer, but most Sundays, what really helps me is I get my whiteboard out and I'll go through everything for the week, write it in my little diary, have it. I can't just have it digitally because see if I pick up my phone, I'm like going to see what's happened today. Oh, there's a notification. Oh, like 12 hours later, I'm like, what was I doing?
You're
Do you
like, I've
know?
just been on
So, to,
Instagram for like a week there.
yeah, exactly. It's like, oh my God, nobody's been fed. So,
Can I just interrupt for 1 second? My husband had my phone there the other day, and he's good at tech and all that kind of, and he was looking, I'm rubbish at that kind of thing, and he was looking at my time spent on various apps, etc. And he was like, there must be a problem with your phone because there's no way that you could have spent that amount of time on your phone looking at, Facebook and Instagram or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, there must be a fault or something.
Yeah,
And it's like,
definitely a
oh no,
glitch.
I was. And then I try and say, oh, it's for work. It's for work. That's the reason why.
That's
Honestly, so I'm a
research.
bit like that now. I could get distracted if I went to do check something on the phone, check an email, but next thing you're in that down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, I think that can happen to loads of people, especially in, in today's the way things are. There's so many things and all of like social media and loads of things are designed to do that. That's what they're, so don't feel bad about it. That's the plan. That's what they're designed to do, But so the then the little grounding techniques, and then just kind of like, no, I'm not great at doing this all the time. And I do spiral and you say like your house looks immaculate, everything. I do try and share the reality as well. I try not to portray, a kind of, oh, everything is amazing, but I don't harp on about all the time because I just don't want people to be, like, I feel like, oh God, here's someone going on again about how she struggles with her house and
I
blah, blah.
know, We all
I
do,
really struggle. We all do, but this is it. We all struggle to keep on top of things, but I just seem to, I'm like, right, I have a plan, and then like for to do one room, there's five rooms that are destroyed. So it's just, and I have piles of things. So if things aren't, if I can't see, it's called like object permanence. So if something isn't visual, like if I can't see it, it doesn't exist. Okay. So there, I'll have like piles of things in places because otherwise I'll forget about it. And then God forbid somebody moves my pile. I'm like, where's that lip gloss gone that I left there on the floor? I'm like, well, that's not where it goes. But I knew where it was.
The outfit that I had left out for the weekend. Where is it? I had it in a
Yeah,
ball over on the floor there. Where's it?
that was purposely placed.
I
What
knew
do you mean
where
that
it
pile
was.
of crap?
I knew where. I was saying this, the comedian, I don't know if you know the comedian Serena Terry, she was on the show there a
Oh
while
yeah.
ago, and I was saying
Brilliant.
to her, I was going, you're putting the rest of us all to shame with your like that, your immaculate house and when you put your videos up. And she sent me back a video about 5 minutes after we finished doing our interview, and she goes, post this on the social media there and people will get to see really what's going on. So she said that she records her video in the tidy corner, and
Yes.
then she
But
zoomed
do you know
around the
what?
rest of the house, and she had the clothes, the washing thing out, the clothes horse, everything was all up in the air.
Yeah, honest to God, I actually sent videos to a girl that she's really good at doing organizing. I was like, I want to pay you to come and help me. And I sent the videos. I was like, the shame. And she replied, she was like, why don't you get a cleaner? You know, and I was like, I have a cleaner. I actually stopped getting takeaways so I could have somebody come in to do the jobs, you know,
Right.
like the
Okay.
bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, you know, so that was one thing that I was like, right, what can I actually, I'm very lucky to be able to have somebody to do that, you know, but that's it. And it's like, I need to stop trying to do everything that I really, really struggle to do. And
Now,
then I'd be
hang
walking
on.
past the bathroom
Yeah, go
and
on.
thinking,
But
oh, I
there,
need to do that. Oh.
see, there's a great tip, right? Maybe forgo the takeaways and get a cleaner. If you feel like you're struggling and you just can't get
Yeah.
everything done, do that. I mean, the takeaway's
That's
bad for you
exactly it.
anyway.
This is the thing. It was like, right, okay, where can I spend my money more like wisely that's actually going to benefit me the most, you know?
Yeah.
So it might mean we're having toast like one of the days where I'm like, all right, but I still won't get the takeaway because, you know, I'm conscious of the budget and not spending it, but it's where can you utilize your money best to
Yeah.
help you?
Well, do you know what?
And
Beans on toast have gone very expensive. I was buying beans there recently and I
oh
couldn't
God.
believe it. Beans are gone
Come here,
mad.
everything.
Yeah.
Everything has gone mental. I was only talking about that there a little while ago.
How is life in your job? You have to explain to people, say, for example, a day in the life, what do you do and how do you go about your business?
Oh dear God, how do I? I'd love somebody to
And
come
how
and
does
tell
this
me and help me.
start? How did this start for you?
Honestly, right? It's just so I have just got and put my baby in crèche. So I have a 16-year-old, an almost 13-year-old, and a 16-month-old. So I was trying to do everything with the baby and the house, and it was just impossible to work from home. So I recently just got her a place in crèche. So I'm only putting her in half days. So I drop her off, come back, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to film products that I have bought myself that I'm loving, film it all, and then sit down, edit them, try and schedule it out. And I try and batch film, batch create, just so I can be more kind of present with the kids
Yeah.
when they're home, when they're here, you know. But I'm still trying. I'll get into one little routine and I'll find something that works and then something will change, you know, like it's just that's life.
Yeah.
So it's just trying to like consistently, you know, figure out what's happening. Like with social media is always changing. I've always only shared things naturally that I love and use and buy, whether, you know, if I've been sent it or bought it, that's just who I am and how I am. But recently on TikTok, I was always afraid of my life of TikTok. But I've like a few months ago started sharing there in TikTok shop stuff that I already had, you know, that I was able to link, and it's become an actual like a job, you know. It's actually I'm making money from it, which is brilliant because I can stay at home and be here with the kids.
Best of both worlds.
For don't have to, yeah, it really
Yeah.
is. Now I have to say, it can be a little bit, you know. I suppose when you're on your own, you're on your own kind of
Yeah.
thing, you know, and it's like, but like it's a great position to be in and to be able to do it, you know.
Yeah.
And it's something that I love doing. Like I've been doing it for years and I enjoy it. And I love just sharing things with people that I like. And I'll tell people if something's crap. I'm like, okay, don't get this.
Yeah.
It's actually not
Do you know
great.
what I
You know, which
love?
is
Do you know what I love though? It's not like your page doesn't feel like an ad. There's a
no,
lot of
well,
pages that do feel like that, but you kind of share in all aspects of your life, like even the holiday that you were on that time, and you had some health
yeah.
problems as well, didn't you? And then when you were pregnant and lots of different things, you're getting to see a little insight into your life, which is kind of nice to
Well, this
follow.
is, yeah. Well, thank you, because it's very hard as you know, as a creator and anybody, well, I say creator, but if you're a creative person, you know, it's like, oh, you have to go into a niche, and I'm like, I'm actually not a niche, like there's so many different aspects and things that I can share, and I just feel like it wouldn't be authentic, you know, if I wasn't like, it's just the kind of person I am, you know, like I do have to have a double mastectomy, you know, so I can't not talk about that because I only share makeup, like, do you know what I mean? It's just
Really?
a little bit
Yeah.
mental, like,
Tell us about
yeah.
that, Katrina. What's going on?
Yeah, so I was diagnosed with the PALB2 gene, which not a lot of people know about. I think it's the BRCA gene that got the most publicity. But there, yeah, last year I had to get tested for it because a family member of mine was tested positive for it. So you're more likely, like a lot more likely to get breast cancer and ovarian cancer in your lifetime than the average person.
Yeah.
So your options are to get scanned, you know, have your mammograms twice a year, and then have your ovaries removed when I'm like 46 or whatever, or else have a double mastectomy and reconstructive surgery of your, like, just have your boobs basically taken
Yeah,
off.
yeah.
So yeah, that's what I have to have, and I've had all my consultations and everything. So I've decided, after doing lots of research and speaking to so many people who unfortunately have had breast cancer, or have had lost somebody to, to cancer, they're like, if we have had this opportunity to actually possibly prevent it, oh my God, we 100% would have, So
Yeah.
I feel really lucky in a way, because I know everyone's like, oh, that's terrible. And okay, yeah, I have to get my boobs off. What, like, realistically, I would feel like a ticking time bomb if I had to go for, like, the mammograms twice a year. I'd be like, oh, it's
I
just
know,
the type of
waiting for
person I am.
something to happen, and
Yeah,
yeah. And your children and
exactly.
everything to think of. You just don't want that hanging over
Yeah.
you.
No. So, I mean, the fact that they can now identify that gene mutation and do something about it is brilliant. It's actually really, it's a really positive thing. So yeah, so that's coming up. I don't know when. I was supposed to have it in August, but my bloody health insurance said they wouldn't cover it. So
Ah, lovely,
oh,
lovely.
listen,
Real
Charlotte,
life.
that's another day.
Real
That's
life,
another
isn't it?
day. Yeah.
Just great. I love that when you fork out for the insurance and then they say,
Oh,
oh no, sorry, you needed to be
yeah.
born on a Tuesday when there was a solar eclipse
Oh,
for that to kick
exactly. Yeah.
in.
I know. Wasn't that amazing, though? Did you see it?
Oh, don't even talk to me. We made the cereal box
Oh, stop
visors
it.
and it didn't work at all.
No, we went with our bloody colander to the our sieve to the Phoenix Park, and we were like the fucking ages.
Couldn't be happened.
Everyone else had, like, their contraptions, and they were all like, "Oh," and
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh my God, I'm here with me IKEA sieve."
Look, we'll see it again in 2090. I'm sure we'll all still be here to tell
Do you know what?
the
I got some great photos and videos of it, as much as I was not supposed to.
Well, your
I
phone is
did. I
probably
managed.
your phone is probably broken now. They say that it
Oh,
ruins
sure,
the
look.
sensor in your phone. So
I know, but listen, do you know what? That's another thing that with ADHD, I'm obsessed with, like, devices and technology. Well, mine, like, not everybody, So I'm like, oh, an excuse to have to get a new phone.
she'll need to get a new one by next week. You're gas. Katrina, lovely talking to you. Will you come on again and we'll do another catch up? Because we've so many things that we should be talking about. And you're so lovely. And I love, absolutely love your page. Will you give her a follow there? She's on Instagram, by underscore Katrina, spelled CATRIONA. Thanks for
Oh.
listening to the show as well.
Oh, thanks so much, Trina. I absolutely love it. And thanks for having me on. You're so good.
I'm just looking here at your followers, and all my friends are following you. I can see my sister there, my best pal there. I've seen all their names popping up.
Do you know what? I just still think it's gas. Like, I still, like, can't. I'm
Get
like,
over
oh,
it.
yeah.
Oh,
Like,
there's
I
my
just.
hairdresser. Yeah, she's following you as well.
Ah!
Who else? Oh, my neighbour down a few doors down, she's following. Yeah, they're all following me.
My mom rings me and she's like, why did I have to find out about my granddaughter being bitten on Instagram? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, mom. It was just in the moment. Anyway, thank
The
you so
times we're
much.
living in. Thanks, Katrina. See you soon. It's Ireland's
Bye,
Classic
Trina.
Kids
Bye.
Radio.